AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. On Capitol Hill tonight.
On this vote, the yeas are 222, the nays are 209.
The House passing a bill to end the nation's longest government shutdown at 43 days. The measure now goes to President Trump for his signature. Meantime, Democrats on the House Oversight Committee released a batch of documents related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. Ed Donahue reports they show.
Jeffrey Epstein wrote in a 2019 email to a journalist, Donald Trump knew about the girls. Epstein also wrote in 2011, he told Ghislaine Maxwell Trump had spent several hours at Epstein's house with a sex trafficking victim. At the White House, this is Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
These emails prove absolutely nothing other than the fact that President Trump did nothing wrong.
Levitt says Democrats are selectively leaking the emails to smear the president.
And what President Trump has always said is that he was from Palm Beach and so was Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was a member at Mar-a-Lago until President Trump kicked him out because Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile and he was a creep.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is concerned about what's next.
My great fear, of course, is that with the release of that information, which I think will be devastating for Trump, that he's going to do everything in his power to distract. And what does that mean? I mean, he might take us to war with Venezuela. Just to get a distraction in the news and take it out of the headlines.
The president has consistently denied any knowledge of Epstein's crimes. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A federal judge has signaled hundreds of people detained in the Trump administration's immigration crackdown in and around Chicago could soon be released on bond while they await immigration hearings. President Trump's urging Israel's president to pardon Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in his corruption case. And in baseball, Paul Skenes has won the National League Cy Young Award in a unanimous vote. And the AL Detroit Tigers ace Tarek Skubal gets his second straight. This is AP News. Time to say goodbye to the penny.
3, 2, 1.
And with that, the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia, where the country's smallest denomination coins have been produced since 1793, minted its last penny. U.S. Treasurer Brandon Beach says the move to end production of the penny will save taxpayers money.
The cost savings of ending penny production will save the American taxpayer approximately $56 million a year in just production cost alone.
It costs about 4 cents to make just one penny, and billions of pennies still remain in circulation.
We're not getting rid of the penny. We're discontinuing the production of it, but we're not eliminating as legal tender.
The last few pennies just minted will be auctioned off. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.